weird city, man. Coming from a city like Sydney, which I think is the best city in the world, and then moving to somewhere like Boston, and I was in Boston for the Boston bombing, so the whole city really came together, and there's just a really huge sense of community in those cities, and you don't feel so alone. And I think LA is a place that a lot of people come, feel like it's where they need to be instead of where they really want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been a really rocky road, you know. I've had really poor experiences with the industry, and it's really beaten me up a lot. And again, through sheer arrogance, I kept going, and because I was too afraid of disappointing my mum and disappointing everyone back home, that I don't know, expectation has always been a driving force in my life, and whether that's good or not. And so when I wrote This City, I had my record deal, I had my publishing deal, I had all the things attached to my name that I thought I was supposed to have to make me happy, and the situations just weren't how I envisioned them for myself. And this was my first record deal, by the way, not the one that I have with RCA, which has been a dream, and I feel more supported,
right,
more supported than ever, and I'm really grateful for the whole team, because I was really scared about going back into the label system. But yeah, it was just, I was at the hands of a few bad people, well, not bad people, but just kind of misguided people who didn't really understand what I wanted to do. And to be fair, I didn't either. I completely lost myself. And so I wrote This City as my diary entry. And it was just something I really wanted to get off my chest. And I didn't really expect anyone to care about it or really, I guess, care about me. And it was, or you know, or even hear the song, because it was just, I was in a shit mood when I wrote it. Just completely defeated. And so to see what it's done today, and my fans have completely redefined the song for me, and instead of it solely being about the struggle and the heartbreak of LA, it's more about hope and perseverance and getting through the struggle and getting through the hard times. And I think there was a point when I said to myself, this is it. Like, if this thing doesn't happen, I'm out.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't think I ever really, truly meant that. Because I'm not good at anything else. So I don't know what else I would do with my life.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that was kind of a long-winded answer. But you got me talking today, mate.
All right.